Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Michelle with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the abandoned Pinkenba quarantine hub, which holds 500 beds, is set to be handed over to Australian police instead of being turned into housing to combat the housing crisis, much to the dismay of many. There were concerns, however, about the issues of turning Pinkenba into crisis housing, such as people management, location, and a lack of good infrastructure. The focus, as pointed out by some, should be having a secure tenancy for people.
Youth justice advocates have criticised new youth justice legislation introduced by the Queensland Labor government, which aims to remove the principle of detention as a last resort for children. Queensland Council of Social Service CEO Amy McVeigh said QCOS members were disappointed by the move of the Labor government. Youth Advocacy Centre CEO Catherine Hayes said the new legislation does not focus on putting young people on a positive path and thus is not protecting our communities. However, the Labor government claims to have legal advice from the Crown Law and Solicitor General that the new legislation will not violate the Human Rights Act or international law.
In national news, the New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions is urging female judges to preside over cases involving Indigenous women who are victims of violent crimes. In the consultation paper submitted to a Senate inquiry, it is found that this action is lawful and has legal precedent, and is recommended to be used more. The paper says the application of a female judge would respect First Nation cultural norms and promote well-being, especially in consideration of the murder rate of Indigenous women being 8 times more than non-Indigenous women. This recommendation is paired with an urge for prosecutors to better understand trauma and Indigenous communication.
Pregnant women are struggling to access blood pressure medications, those that delay early labor, and other medicines for issues like autoimmune diseases. Today, doctors are meeting with health department officials to discuss the problem. Members of the Royal Australia and New Zealand College of Obstetrics and Gynecology said the lack of supply is largely due to so few medicines being approved for pregnant patients and not enough data being produced in medicine trials.
In international news, after over 4 years of being in prison for rape charges during the height of the Me Too movement, Harvey Weinstein is set to be retried after New York's highest court threw out his rape conviction. Last week, the New York Court of Appeals found that there was a mistake made in the 2020 trial, which was the allowal of 3 women testifying about sexual assaults that were not part of the criminal charges. Over 80 women accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault in 2020. Weinstein denies these claims and will attempt to prove his innocence in a trial that will likely take place in September.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.